actually prepared for this because that's what we did last year.
Do you have anything else you want to add before?
Not on those, no.
Okay. All right. As to BOE 185, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. You'll get a decision on that. As to BOE 181, 183, and 188, I would make a motion that the classification change be denied.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that takes care of those. What's your next one you want to take up?
We can take, it would be JLA Summer Bay LLC. They have three properties.
Yes, that's BOE 189, 190, and 191.
Right.
Okay.
And I do have a question on one, and the parcel number I have ends in 8.704.
Okay.
And I have a question on the valuation on that. The valuation on that one is substantially higher than the other two, and actually substantially higher than most of the ones in the same development. I just don't understand why it's nearly $300,000 higher. It's like $660,000, $130,000.
Yep.
And the others are all $378,000,
$391,000. Do you know what the deal is?
I don't know. Which one are we talking about?
You're looking at BOE 190. And it is substantially higher than the other ones.
Okay. More bedrooms or the bigger unit?
No, it's a little bit bigger, not that much bigger. I mean, it's
not double.
Not really double. I mean,
it's quite a discrepancy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. JLA Summer Bay.
Does it have two lodges on it?
Is that what? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Does it have two lodges on it?
I don't think so, but I don't want to swear to that.
I think that's the one we were talking about. If it's got two lodges showing, then one needs to go.
The highest one is showing two lodges.
Okay.
Oh, so then maybe that's
we talked the about okay. that, and there wasn't anything we could do about it today.
So
when we found that.
What would is there a breakdown on within there on the two lodges?
I'm sure there is some sort.
Let's see on the property record card.
But even if you broke well. Then again,
well,
you're right.
I
you could have one that's substantially
the same value, aren't they?
They are not.
They are not. Okay.
Well, even if we divide it by half, it looks like 191 is the highest.
Yeah. So. Well, that's what I would. I don't know if they're the same.
Yeah, the appraised value this is showing for the two is 189,530 and 345,600.
Okay, so that would make. $191 still the most valuable, even if
it would.
Okay.
Correct.
That's not the one we're looking at.
All right. So, do we need to do anything on 190 on that value, or are there two lodges there?
I think they're looking.
While we're waiting for that, just for clarification purposes, JLA Summer Bay LLC, they don't have any other nightly rental properties other than this Summer Bay.
They have, well, correct. They have two in the same area, yes. But my records, I didn't see they owned any others in Taney County.
Okay.
But they do have three in this area, yes.
Or is there four because of that one?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah.
But other than these, on my records, I didn't see that they owned any other property, rental property in Caney County.
That looks like somebody trying to be broke off. See what the number's 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that that was a mistake in there. The first building is the lodge that Dan put in. That should be the one that's there. The second one should be deleted. So just take that value off.
Total. What would... Okay, so we do need to reduce the value on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You haven't asked for it, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you did.
I did ask for it.
Maybe you did. Yeah, maybe you did. Okay.
And you should have a copy of the PRC on your...
I've got it. Okay.
But whatever the value is on that one, is it going to be less than $391?
It'll be the same thing. So you've got that in front of you. I'm trying to print out my card.